You're listening to SBS News.
Let us match you with your new job today.
I know where I'll go for my next job.
Expand your opportunities on the field.
Now my interviews are at a level playing field.
Equality applies here.
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 Sign up now.
Welcome to The Field, Australia's newest online recruitment site. Unlike Seek, Career One or Indeed, The Field is the only job site specifically designed for people with a disability. 2022 Australian of the Year Dylan Olcott is behind the site, which also has federal government backing to the tune of $6 million.
The Field is a job site where people with disability can match with inclusive employers and get involved in the employment exchange, you know, potentially for the first time. Our big difference compared to traditional job sites is that we are built with accessibility and inclusion to the core, from every step of the way, from the development to the design to the implementation. That is what we care about first and foremost, to make sure people feel included and, you know, can find meaningful employment if they feel that they want to and need to.
The site was designed by people with a disability for people with a disability. It features a range of accessibility features and can match job hunters with prospective employers. Dylan Olcott says the site is designed to remove barriers to employment for people with a disability.
The things we're most proud of is those accessibility features, flexible resumes and flexible ways of getting interviewed depending on what you like, whether you might not be able to speak, you might not prefer a video interview, whatever it is. You can choose that. You get the power over that. And also there's a bit of an AI tool that's built into it where a person with disability can write their accessibility preferences or what they need. Someone like the government is looking for someone, a worker with disability, they can write their accessibility features they have. And there's an AI tool that someone much smarter than me made, because I don't know how to do that, that connects you. So one, the job is the right fit for you on your disability or accessibility needs. But more importantly, when you do the job interview, you can just talk about yourself, your purpose, your passion, what you love and things like that.
The Field is part of Dylan Olcott's ongoing mission to use his platform as Australian of the Year to increase the employment rate for people with a disability. That figure has not changed in 28 years at just 54%. That's despite Australia having the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. There are 4.4 million people in Australia who identify as having a disability, with 2.1 million of them of working age. Dylan Olcott says that's a vast untapped resource in Australia's employment market.
Not everyone with a disability can work, and that's okay. Your worth is not tied to having a job. It really isn't, but for a lot of people with disability, they want to work, and they want to have that choice to work, but they often get that taken away from them. The participation rate in this country hasn't changed in 28 years. There are 500,000 people actively looking for work with a disability right now, and there's a worker shortage, you know what I mean? And we want to try and support in any way that we can.
Joel Sardi became a quadriplegic from a spinal cord injury while serving in the Australian Defence Force. For the past 12 months, he's been working as a stakeholder manager with The Field. But he says gaining employment hasn't always been so easy.
Immediately, people could see the disability and not my capability. My first experience with people's misconception around disability was when I was offered a role on a phone a few days a week in a retail store. So the person, out of the goodness of their heart, was trying to help me get a job, but realistically, I was highly capable. I'd just been to Afghanistan operating weapon systems in wartime, communication following orders, to then be a victim of an injury which would see me in a wheelchair, a spinal cord injury, not affecting my ability to listen, to communicate, to do a job. But they saw my disability instead of my capability. And that's what led to them offering me a lower than average job, in my opinion, for my capability.
Joel Sardi says The Field is the first of its kind.
It's something that hasn't existed before, and it's vital. You know, we're talking about a skills shortage. We're talking about people with disability that are ready, that are educated, that have job experience, but haven't had that ability to connect directly with inclusive employers. So this is the opportunity for a person with disability looking for work to create a profile, to showcase their strengths and present how they want to be presented, and show their best self in regards to how they can contribute to a workplace.
The site is also being targeted at employers who want to hire people with a disability. It allows employers to list accessible features in their workplaces and to promote any inclusive strategies. There's also a language tool to support employers post disability inclusive job ads. And the site features training resources to help employers build their capability when it comes to hiring staff with a disability. Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, says the site will help demystify the experience of employing people with disabilities.
The problem for disability employment in the last 30 years is not people with disability. The problem has been that whatever has been done by successive governments hasn't really moved the dial. And one of the reasons why that is that employers are not really sure, if they don't have experience with people with disability, they're not really sure how to find people with disability, they're not sure if people with disability can do the job.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the site is world's best practice and will benefit not only individuals but the national economy as well.
We have skill shortages in this country, and at the same time we have 500,000 people with disabilities who are looking for work. People with skills and capacities that benefit not just them in achieving work for those who can work and are able to work, but also benefit our national economy as well. And inclusiveness needs to be something that's not just a slogan, it needs to be a practice.
And Mr Albanese says he expects the site to help achieve long-lasting change.
This is about changing people's lives permanently. Changing people's lives, but also changing the capacity of businesses to operate as well. And I say give people a go. Give people a chance, because they're not online as part of this exercise for the sake of it. They're there because they want to work, they want to contribute. And we all know that one of the major factors in people's contribution to any workplace is the level of enthusiasm that they bring. I assure you, give people a crack here and they will more than give back.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.